latest generation to hit adolescence is called Generation Z by some and Gen Edge by others. While they follow close on the heels of the millennials, researchers say these kids differ from their older millennial siblings in a lot of ways, kind of like the temperament difference between cats and dogs. For instance, millennials are supposedly entitled, overparented, and raised to believe they are all above average, regardless of that statistical implausibility. Something of a boomerang generation, they headed out on their own, expecting to make their mark in the world, but boomeranged right back into their parents' basements with barely a thank you when their cash ran out. Reminds me of cats. Is there a cat alive who doesn't assume he's absolutely above average and entitled to deference? Gen Edge kids, however, don't expect trophies for just showing up. Overall, they're clear-headed about the logistics of independence and share many of the values that your grandparents held, as a matter of fact. They don't boomerang back home at 23 or 24 because they're still there, working towards a fiscally sound position and developing a plan to save the world while paying their rent. Just like dogs, they're loyal to their families, never feel the urge to bite the hand that feeds them, and don't judge others solely on appearances. They say that people own their dogs, but that cats own their people. I think there's a place where cats, dogs, millennials, and Gen Edgers intersect. No matter how crazy these creatures might drive you, they're going to own your heart forever, whether the stinkers are worth it or not. I'm Suzanne Deggs-White, and that's my perspective.